There's a river I wanna swim in. There's a river I wanna live in. It's the river of anointing. It's the
Welcome, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and along with me today are coming some of our radio team that live in Indiana, that were in my church up there when I pastored, and that's Betty Thomas and her daughter Megan Kramer. So they will be on shortly. And we're excited about today, and Nan is in the studio with me here for a couple minutes before they get on. And Nan, it's been a good day today. What a blessing. And Friday night, our Friday night gathering, God was just moving mightily, was he not?
Oh, yeah. This is such an awesome series we're moving into. Woo! I don't want to miss any of it. That's why I'm going to make a concerted effort to at least be in the studio.
Yeah, because you're not really scheduled on today.
You're just
saying a couple words here at the beginning
absolutely.
With us. And because, you know, we do teach in series, it seems like, most of the time. And God has just been really dealing with me, Nan, in the last few weeks about the fact that so many people do not walk in peace, the peace of God. They don't even understand it. And a lot of people don't realize that it is available to us in such a tremendous degree if we will just learn how to appropriate it, how to take that peace of God. In fact, this series is called Walking in Prevailing Peace. And prevailing means to overcome, to triumph. So this is the kind of peace that comes when we learn that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, that no matter what comes our way. I heard a little bit of the show right before us, and they were saying that, you know, the devil does come at all kinds of times and all kinds of ways to try to take our joy, take our peace, take everything that is good that is happening in our lives and turn it around and try to confuse us and all that. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing from what I heard from them a minute ago. What a blessing that show is us. Great people.
I'm going to have to try, maybe if I can, get down here earlier just
to listen to their
show. I know.
Great people of God.
They're wonderful. We've known them from the past.
They're
just so anointed.
We have. So we welcome them back to WTAN. Yes. TANTalk1340.com. And it's just a joy to be able to talk about what God has for us. All the blessings, Nan. There's so many, but the peace of God is just something that, you know, we can't already put words to. We can feel it when we have it, and we know when we don't have it, right?
We know when we don't have it, and we sure know when we do have it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, yeah, the other night we just had a great time teaching this new concept. We meet every Friday night in the Ramada Inn on Clearwater on Almerton. 3580 Almerton Road is where we are right now, meeting on Friday nights and teaching the Word of God, doing some praise and worship, of course, praying for the needs of people. And so that's where we are on Friday nights beginning at 6:30. And so we kicked this series off this past Friday night. So we're looking forward to a great show today with Betty and Megan. And I know you'll chime in from time to time, probably, Manan, if God gives you something to share.
Yes.
Yes. But for the most part, you're here to be a listener today,
I am here to be a listener. I find, because I am so close, I want to hear them all, because sometimes some things are said here that aren't said at Bible study.
Oh, most definitely.
So
most
you have
definitely.
This whole total picture, you know, and it's simple. I would rather hear it live and be here. It's simpler for me than to try to find, you know, periods of the time during the week just to listen, which if you listen later, that's great. I have the availability to get here now, so that's
right.
What I choose to do.
And at the end of each month, this show and our other radio show that we do every week on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. on this station, it's called Go Yard, and that is a, and that means to hit a home run. And so that show is all about life coaching and counseling. And this past Thursday night, we did a show on overcoming insecurity. And if any of you have missed that, at the end of each month, we put all the shows that we did for that month on our two websites. So come this next weekend, when we get into October, the September shows will go on to our ministry website, which is BOHM, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. And the Go Yard Life Coaching Counseling Show, that website is GoYard2014.org. That's not a .com, it's .org. GoYard2014.org, and you'll be able to find the September shows there. In the meantime, during the week, before they get on our website, you can always find them here on tantalk1340.com. You go to the podcast page and then scroll down to the title of the show. If you're looking for our Thursday night show, it'll be Go Yard. If you're looking for this show, it's Living the Good Life. And you go there, and there will be the shows for that month. So, God is blessing tremendously. We're in the 9th year on this show, Nan, and that is hard to believe. You've been with us now for a few years on the radio, probably
four or five.
Yes. And Betty and Megan joined our radio team about 3 years ago, so we're excited about them coming on the show today and sharing things that God has given them as we study this new topic. So, the topic is peace, folks, and so often we all have struggles keeping that peace in our lives or finding it even. And so today we hope that you will gain insight and wisdom as we talk about this peace that God brings into our lives. It's going to be a great show, absolutely great show. So call somebody, give them a heads up where we're at on the radio dial, 1340 AM, or you can easily catch us live streamed on www.tantalk1340.com. We have a new text-in number for the ministry, and that is 727-888-4171. You can text during the show. If you have comments or questions, those texts will come straight to my phone right here, and we can include your comments in the show. So I'll give you that text number one more time, 727-888-4171. All right, there it is. That's it. 727-888-4171. That's our text number. All right, we are getting ready to have some great music on this show. This first song is a song by Mandisa, and it's called Stronger, and I think it'll bless you. You know that as we walk in more peace with God and peace with others, we do become stronger. We are not as easily defeated the more peace we have. Listen to this song.
Hey, heard you were up all night. Think about how your world ain't right. And you wonder if things will ever get better. And you're asking, why is it always raining on you? When all you want is just a little good news. Instead of standing there stuck out in the to complete it.
All right. Woo! Whatever it is you're going through, realize that it's going to make you stronger. And as you learn to walk in the peace of God, no matter what the difficulty is, and as Mandisa said in that song, sometimes it feels like the waves are getting ready to take you under. But you know what? They're not, because you're walking with the Lord. We're going to start with prayer, and then we're going to get with Betty and Megan right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing in our lives. You, mighty God, are the Prince of Peace. You are the one that teaches us your principles on a daily basis and how to overcome in the midst of whatever difficult thing we are going through. Lord, we trust you right now for the exact words to say during the show. Lord, let your anointing be so strong and powerful that lives are changed as a result of the word of God and the songs, everything that is done on the show. Lord, we present it to you and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, and welcome Betty and Megan to the show.
Howdy.
Hey, hey.
Mother and daughter, there you are. All right. It's so good to hear your voices, and it's just good to know that you guys just love being on the show and talking about everything God is doing. You know, you love it, don't you?
Yes. Amen. And it's been a while since I've been on with Mama, so this is going to be a good one.
This is. It's going to be a good one. Let's start with a poem that God just gave Nan here during that song, and then we are going to read some scripture from Isaiah 9, starting with verse 6. So let's go there, Isaiah 9, 6, after we listen to this poem, and then we'll get with Betty and Megan. Go ahead, Nan.
Peace is what I will give to you, child. This is a special gift that I give to you. Call out to me to receive this. It's there. Looking to me is what you should do. Going through the difficulties that come your way is a stepping stone to making you become stronger. You'll be able to share it with so many others. You will know it was I who held you through. Lift up your head. Look totally unto me. It will all work out. You'll be okay, precious one. The peace is here for you to obtain from me. It is there for you. It is already done.
Whoa, praise God. I love that. Woo, it is here for us, isn't it, Betty? I mean, God promises us this peace, and that's why we're going to start in Isaiah 9, verse 6. But he promises us this peace all through the Word of God, doesn't he, Betty?
Yes, he does. He promises the peace that you know, the peace through him, through his Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And all we have to do, that is our source.
That's, amen.
I mean, that's the source we need to plug into.
Amen.
And I think it was on the board that you had on Friday night, the source of real peace is the Comforter.
Yes.
The Prince of Wholeness.
Yes.
Just really hit home with me last evening when I was reading it. And there's just nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's just absolutely awesome. But yeah, he is our source of peace.
You know, all the daily lives that we all lead, there's so many opportunities that we each have to be frustrated, confused, worried, mm-hmm. anxious, not knowing where to turn, what to do next. We all have those opportunities all day long, and the devil comes along and makes them even worse by throwing thoughts in our minds about, oh, you're never going to overcome in this mess. This one's going to take you down. You know what I'm talking about, Megan? Comment on that before we get to Isaiah 9:6.
Oh, I totally do, because this year I decided to homeschool my son, and tell you what, last week I had a rough couple of days because the devil was trying to work overtime on me,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's just one of those times where it's like, okay, Megan, come on. You know better than to fall into this trap. You know better. You need to get the Bible, get it out, read, start praying, get faith up, like what Cindy shared before. And
faith up. Amen.
That's right. And with me, when I get faith up, it's like putting a new set of batteries in a flashlight. You get brighter. Your light gets brighter. And that's where the Lord recharges your system. It really does. Recharges your spirit.
It's just increasing our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Right. And last weekend I was in Indiana. Didn't get a chance to see you two because I went to the Notre Dame game and watched our team, Notre Dame, beat Georgia Tech. And that was a fun weekend with my kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, at one point, my daughter-in-law and I were sitting talking, and I shared that concept with her that Cindy called it a few weeks back on the show. That when she's not faithed up, she's just not able to deal with things as well. And I shared that with my daughter-in-law, and a few days later, she said, you know that faithed up concept? She says, I'm doing it, and it's helping me. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what it's about. So our faith is increased as we get in the Word of God. So let's look at Isaiah 9, verse 6. It's a prophecy that was written through the pen of Isaiah 700 or 800 years before Jesus, the Messiah, came to earth. So it was a prophecy that God the Father was going to send the Messiah. And we usually do this verse at Christmas, so we're doing it earlier now. It's still September. Isaiah 9:6 says this, "For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be," I'm reading from the Message Bible, "Amazing Counselor." I don't know about y'all, but I need counsel all the time. And I rely on the Counselor, the Great Counselor, Jesus. His name will be called Strong God or Mighty God, Eternal Father. Some translation says Everlasting Father. And then Prince of Peace, or in the Message Bible, Prince of Wholeness. So four things that he will be called, it was prophesied in the book of Isaiah. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting or Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, or Prince of Wholeness. So it was prophesied 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth that he would be the Prince of Peace, and he would really teach the concept of peace. And Betty, it can't come any better than out of the mouth of, through a prophet there, saying what God's intentions were going to be to send the Prince of Peace. Isn't that cool?
Oh, it's God's word is just awesome. When you start, when you read it, and then you know that the Old Testament is referring to the New Testament of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I never tied it together till many years ago, and it's like, well, these are prophecies that were written about Christ.
Yes.
You know, we read about Noah, and we read about Moses and Aaron, but when you start looking at these prophets and how they prophesied that the Prince of Peace was coming.
Yes.
That, you know, this was 700 or 800 years, and then the Lord always prepares ahead of time for what's coming, you know, what's going to happen. But having a source like the Lord Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace,
yes,
Everlasting Counselor, Everlasting Father, Strong God.
Right.
Pastor Marcia and Nan and Megan, those are powerful words.
Woo!
That we need to get down deep inside of us to realize that when we face conflict or when we face things that we don't know how to deal with, or maybe we're just a little bit on the ignorant side, is that this is where Satan plays a big part in trying to overtake us and make us feel that we're less than. And when we have that peace inside of us, and when we're faced up, nothing, the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith, you know, extinguish all of those. But you have this, I don't know whether this is a right thing to say. You have a warrior spirit inside of you.
Yes.
That says, no, I faced some conflict on Saturday, this last Saturday.
Yeah.
And Satan tried to do a number on me.
Right.
And it took until Sunday morning early, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord says, my will be done. peace be with you.
Amen.
He's in charge. I'm in charge of all of this.
Right.
It's just something that you have to overcome, and you will overcome it through me.
Amen. Amen.
And, there were some other things that he gave me, but that was just one thing that stuck out for the show today.
Is yes.
That don't let conflict, don't let things interrupt your time with God.
Amen.
Because that's what Satan wants to do.
Absolutely. He's always trying to steal our peace and our joy.
Yes.
You know, that's the goal. Let's go back. And I'm so glad you shared that, because, Betty, let's go back to Genesis chapter 15 here as we talk about this today, because we will have, like you said, Betty, many opportunities on a daily basis to lose our peace, to lose our joy, to lose our kind of just being rest, you know, our rest and mm-hmm. realizing that God's in control. We have opportunities all day long, from the minute that we open our eyes in the morning until we close them at night, to lose that peace. And so this series is all about walking in prevailing peace, not just a casual once in a while during the day you feel peaceful. No, we're talking about a peace that lasts all day long, you know? Do you remember years ago there was, you remember those, they were chocolate suckers? Do you guys remember those? And says it could last all day. What was it? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's Slim Jim what were they called?
They weren't Sugar Daddy suckers, were they?
Maybe. It was just chocolate on a stick,
they
you know.
They were chocolate, and they were almost like a real hard...
What do you mean,
caramel,
yuck?
Caramel, taffy.
Did you say yuck, Megan?
Yeah, because if chocolate lasted all day on a stick, I don't know if it would be that good at the end of the day.
Well, it was more than just chocolate. It was like a... It was
caramel.
A hard candy. Yeah, it was a hard
and
caramel.
The Tootsie Pop?
The what?
Was it a Tootsie Pop where there's a Tootsie Roll inside?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. No, I'm talking about a long... Just a minute, Nan thinks she knows. What?
Is it the Sugar Daddy?
Sugar Daddy. It must be the Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, and so it's a long piece, you know, candy. Okay, so their ad was that they could last all day, all right? So that's the metaphor that God just dropped in my heart right now for his peace. It's like a Sugar Daddy. And he's our Sugar Daddy, by the way.
Amen.
Anyway, but that piece that, you know, you just, you all day long, you'd go to your Sugar Daddy, that pop, that thing, that candy, and you'd lay it down in between. But I remember as a kid, we had them, and we would go and we'd take a few licks off of it, and then maybe an hour later, we'd go back and have some more, and, you know, that thing could last all day. And so, that's just like the Prince of Peace. He lasts all day and all night, and he is mm-hmm. always there. Let's go to Genesis 15, verse 1, and it's about Abraham, but at this point, he's still called Abram. And God began to promise him all kinds of blessing. And I find Genesis 15, 1 so applicable to us right now as we begin this study on peace. Because God says to Abram, after all these things, the word of God came to Abram in a vision. And sometimes we have these visions or these times where God just absolutely opens a picture, like he just did to me of that Sugar Daddy, right? So, or some that's a joke. But really, there are times that we have this vision of where we're headed, what we're going to become, how this problem's going to get resolved, okay? And there's three steps in Genesis 15:1 that I love. That God drew me to this one verse several days ago. First of all, don't be afraid. Second of all, I'm your shield. God is our shield. And the third, your reward will be grand. Okay? So if we put those three things into practice in our lives, this peace that we know sometimes only fleetingly will become prevailing peace. Talk to me about that, Megan. Pick one. Megan, talk to me about don't be afraid, will you? And then we'll go to Betty about I'm your shield. Woo!
Yes, about don't be afraid is with the Lord's power, with his strength,
amen.
With his spirit, you are fearless.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is when you're facing a situation, say just like the song Go Back to Mandisa, when you feel like the waves are going to take you under,
yeah.
If you're in a storm, you know that even if you're up to your neck in the water, that he's not going to let you drown.
Right.
Because
He's the Prince of Peace. He gives you strength. He gives you the courage, and he gives you the wisdom to come up out of that water fighting tooth and nail, because you're not going down when you got the Lord by your side.
Amen. And you become stronger because of the trial that you're going through, right? I mean,
Amen.
Trials are blessings. I mean, a lot of us have a hard time really believing that. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that, Megan? A lot of times we feel like, wow, this struggle, this is so hard. How can this be a blessing? You know?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah, that would be Grayson.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, looking back, it's almost like a distant memory because of the healing that's taken
yes.
place in my heart.
Yes.
But, you know, in the moment, it's like, how is this ever going to be a blessing? How is this ever going to turn around for the good? Well,
Amen.
It did. I have, you know, I have abundant blessings around me. I have a roof over my head, but I have my daughter, Zoe Grace, that if I wouldn't have lost Grayson, Zoe wouldn't be here.
Right.
And it's just, it's amazing how sometimes tragedies are turned into blessings and I'm just calling like rips of peace. I mean,
Amen.
It's just amazing because things just, you know, when things come into alignment, you know that's God.
Mm.
It's the only way that it happened.
So don't be afraid because
Amen.
The Prince of Peace is right there. Betty, why does God tell Abraham, I am your shield? And what do we need a shield about anyway? Are you there? Did we lose her? Betty, are we there?
No, I had my phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. Trying to keep noise down.
All right.
But,
it's okay.
Yeah, one of those things that, you know, throughout the Bible that the Lord says that he has armor for us. He has a shield that
yes.
protects us.
Yes.
It protects us from the flaming arrows of the evil one in Ephesians 6:13-18.
Right.
But one of the things the Lord just led through me is Psalm 91.
Yeah.
When he talks about how he protects you and how he has you under his wings, that you're perfectly,
mm-hmm.
you know, get this, perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm.
Ooh.
And it's one of those things that God, it's almost like armor that you take into, like the people that are in Afghanistan or Iran, they have the body armor that protects them from all kinds of shrapnel and deadly things that are thrown at them. Well, if you look at it in a spiritual sense, God is that shield for us
yes.
to protect us from probably things that we couldn't face on our own. When we try to face things on our own, we don't know how to deal with conflict
right.
or we don't know how to deal with what's going on. But when God stands in front of you,
mm-hmm.
stands beside you and behind you,
right.
is that you are in a perfect circle. You're in a bubble, so to speak. It, even though you can't see it, he's there. He's there to protect you with his arms and his wings, his feathers. I mean, there's so many things that shields represent throughout the Bible.
Yes.
And God is our rampart.
Yeah.
His word is the arrows that help, but that shield, Pastor and Nan and Megan is, and listeners, is for our protection.
Amen.
He was protecting Abram from
right.
things. He was protecting things that he knew that was, he was going to be facing, or he had faced.
Right.
So when we think of like defining peace, we think that there's no hostility or anxiety, but God keeps a lot of things from hitting us
yeah.
by that shield. By
right.
that shield.
Well, I love that. The word shield in the original Hebrew comes from the root word defense. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it means there, it is exactly what it says, like a big, well, let's go to football. You've got, because I love to go to football, but you've got a defense and you've got the offense. And the defense mm-hmm. is trying to keep the enemy, the other team, from winning, prevailing, scoring, okay? So the defense is there to stop at them at every turn. God says, I'm your defense, okay? I'm your shield. And this word, this root word implies that he's our defense or defense against sickness, disease, emotional and mental oppression, all of that. That this word is talking about this great big area of defense against the stuff that comes at us on a daily basis. I don't know about y'all, but that just makes me realize that when I know that he's my defense, I can have peace, you know? You know, when in a football game, when a quarterback receives the ball, if he's got some great guys right around him, his offensive line, to ward off all the attackers, he's got time to throw the ball wherever it might be, right? And we remind ourselves that God is that defense. Megan, doesn't that bless you? It does me that I've got somebody working in my behalf that gives me the ability to stand there in the pocket and throw the ball like where I should. You know what I mean? Yes, I've got football on the brain. I realize I do. It's football season. What can I say? Go Irish, but go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Go Purdue. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I know. You lost yesterday. No. We won 60-22, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we'll move on.
Please move on. I mean, Purdue and not. I don't want anybody to misunderstand. The Irish Notre Dame did not play Purdue yesterday. That's two separate games. Okay, go ahead.
Now that I'm distracted.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the Lord, you know, being there, being our those guys that surround us.
Yes.
When we're trying to throw the football.
Yeah.
If we didn't have that protection.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to throw anything. It would just—it would be a dud.
Right.
And so that gives me a really, really awesome feeling, knowing that he's always there protecting us, keeping us safe from danger.
Yes.
But we have to ask for him to be there. We have to want him there. We can't just say, "Oh, okay, God, you know, this is all you," and then that's it. You can't do that. You've got to have that team spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that want to get in the huddle and get excited and, you know, and praise the Lord and get loud. And
amen.
That way that you're a team. You're not singled out all by yourself. Because if you don't have your team, if you don't have God and the warrior angels and Jesus on your side, what do you have? You don't have much of a team.
But when you realize you have all that, and then you go to point three here in Genesis 15:1, your reward will be grand. And what is part of our reward? Part of our reward, a big part of our reward, is the peace of God that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That verse I love in Philippians, because that is so much a major part of our reward, Betty, is to have the peace, the prevailing peace that God has given us, and know that no matter what comes at us today, we can walk in peace and not be all flustered and upset and crying.
Amen. Yeah, it's an inner, I call it an inner completeness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like working all day in a very stressful environment. I'm going to talk about this inner peace, or the source of real peace. Like when you get off work, and if I were near a beach, which I am not.
I am.
I know you are, so don't push it.
Okay. Sorry, my friend.
It's
okay.
And driving to a beach, and get your chair, you put it out on the causeway.
Yeah.
And you hear the sound of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think of that beach as the living water, that water that washes over you.
Right.
And when you feel the stress leave you, maybe, I don't know how people relieve stress, but that would be my stress release, would be a chair on the causeway mid-evening with a glass of sweet tea. And
it's
just
great.
Relaxing and feel the presence of Almighty God over you.
Yes.
And every bit of stress, muscles, relax. I mean, it's just almost like going in to a sauna, and you're stressed out, and you feel this. You feel your body just slowly relax.
Yeah.
And that inner peace that comes over you, the peace that passes all our understanding.
Woo.
You can't even. You know, sometimes, Pastor, you can't even put it into words. It is just so amazing what it can do to the soul and do to the body and the mind. To not have a worry or a stress and feel the peace of God.
Amen.
Reach inside your soul and to stabilize you.
Yes.
So that you can go out and face the world again.
Amen.
And that's that shield. That's the shield.
It is.
And it's almost like a protectant that you put on your car.
Mm-hmm.
He's our rock.
Yeah.
He's our fortress. And when you think of a fortress, you think of it as a mighty
a mighty wall or whatever. Well, he puts up that wall to protect us.
Yes.
To protect his children from harm.
Yes.
And, I mean, all the way throughout the Bible, through Psalms, it talks about God being the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my
yes.
deliverer, my rock. In Psalm 18:2, and that's when we take refuge. That's
right.
when we get behind that shield, and those angels stand in front of us. You know, the line of grace stands before us, and if God be for us, our shield, who can be against us?
Oh, amen. Amen. And when, you know, God was saying to Abram, I so agree with everything you two just said, and he's reminding him, don't be afraid, I'm your shield. Your reward is going to be very great. And then on down in Genesis 15, Abram says, you know, I'm not sure. You know, God could tell he wasn't too sure about this. And then in verse 4, God says, don't worry. And he says, I'm going to give you a son from your own body, you know, and this teaching's not about that, but it's about the fact that God went on here in Genesis 15, and we'll teach this another time, and he cut a covenant with Abraham. In other words, he made a promise, and he made a promise that everything that he had been telling him here was going to come to pass, that this covenant, he made a covenant with Abraham, and it's referred to in some places, and we're going to go there in Isaiah 54 in a little while, but it's referred to as a covenant of peace. Because what's interesting is this covenant is an agreement. It's a promise. And God is saying, I'm going to do everything I just told you. Don't you do your part. Don't be afraid. Realize I'm your shield, and realize your reward is going to be very great. Okay, realize all that. You do that. Don't worry about anything. I got this. You know, you can just hear God going, hey, I got this, son. I got this. You know, yes, you're going to have a son from your own body. At that point, Abram was 75 years old and had never produced a child, had never fathered a child. And so this is huge. This is a promise that seems so unlikely in our humanness. You know, some of you out there, maybe God has made you promises of things that seem so unlikely that they just can't possibly happen, because maybe you think you're too old, or you think, you know, you're not in the right place at the right time, or God just hasn't opened that window of heaven for you, or whatever the case may be. When God makes a promise, God reminded me this week, and he said this. He said, remember this always. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And Abram had an opportunity here to not believe, to get off into unbelief and whatever. And when we get over there in doubt and unbelief, believe me, we're not walking in peace. Would you agree with that, Megan? Whoops, where is she?
Absolutely, I'm here. You know,
the Moot totally sisters, agree. The Moot sisters up there.
The Moot sisters, yes. Well, you got a 6-month-old around here.
I know, and a 5-year-old. I know. I'm teasing
yes,
you.
Yes, God love them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, you know, when you get distracted, or when you think that the promise that God has made you is too far for you, too far out there,
right.
too far left field,
yep.
it's not.
Too far left field. I like that.
Right. And, you know, when God tells you something, believe him.
Right.
Because he's not going to pull on your strings. He's not going to do that. If you are obedient and you do your part, he will do his part.
Oh, absolutely he will.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. One of my very good friends, she helped me actually start Beacon of Hope, clear back in 01. Her name is Melanie Wilkinson, and she has a group called Canaan Band. And they were here on the show different times. They have been. But today I wanted to play one of her songs that she wrote and listen to it, because the title of it is Help Me Find Peace.
How can I find you when I cannot find myself? Wish I could love you, but I cannot. My mind.
Show me the strength I need to overcome my helpless needs. Help me find so right when I felt like it was wrong. I know I've never been the lucky one till you came along. Lost all my given deeds when I gave in to my selfish needs. Help me find peace. Hear you when my ears are filled with earthly things. How can I see you when all I can see are just my needs? Show me you love again, let you touch, reach down, touch me again. Help me find peace. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. How can I hear you when my ears are filled with earthly things? How can I see you when all I can see are just my needs? Show me your
praise God. I love that song. That's my Canaan band, Melanie and James and David, good friends of ours. And what a great, you can actually go to their website. It's, I think it's CanaanBand.com or something like that. So, and get that CD. That's really great. Woo, Betty, what does that do for you? You know, I love those words. How can I find peace when all I can think about is my own needs? You know, isn't that right on?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just seems like that in these last few days and weeks and months that we've all faced some kind of conflict or issue or problem, whatever you want to call it, and we have to stand behind that refuge, behind
yes.
that shield,
mm-hmm.
and let the peace of God take the place of your worries, doubt, and fear.
Oh, amen.
And when that happens, it transforms you into a place where you want to praise Him more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to get into His Word more because He does so much for us. And I think, and I'll just speak for myself, a lot of times, Pastor, I take a lot of things for granted. Getting up in the morning, breathing, not having pain or whatever, is that I have to, He lifts up my head when I'm not able to lift it up myself.
Right.
And there are many mornings when I get up and it's like, oh, Lord, Lord God, you have got to help me. And it just, it sometimes it comes in a flutter.
Right.
Sometimes it comes in a wave, it comes in a ripple, but that peace that transcends upon you at that time when you ask for it. Lord, give me peace. Replace all of my anxiety and my worry and my doubt and fear. Replace it with that peace.
Yes, yes.
There is nothing like it. I mean, it's just like a breath of fresh air.
Amen.
That comes over you. It's just, it's really, you know, sometimes it's really hard to put into words.
Yes. Oh, but when you ask and you want it, God gave Nan a poem here during that last song. So let's listen to that. And then, Megan, I'll go to you for your comments.
It's called You Will Find Peace. I will help you find the peace that you need. I am here. I am with you in all that you face. You'll be okay. The peace will come upon you. You can receive this because of my grace.
Mm.
What you are to do at this time, little one, is to call out to me. Read my word, simply pray. You may feel that to pray is a hard thing to do, but just do it. All things will be okay. Mm. I will help you find the peace that you need. Call out to me. It will be there. It will be done. You will have a great testimony for me while you point others to my wonderful son.
Mm. Woo! That's a how to do it. Just do it, right? Oh, I like that. Oh, talk to us, Megan.
Mm. Well, you know, I like that too. Just do it.
Right.
And yeah, it's a good motto, just like Nike.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for us to grow our relationship with the Lord so that we can continue to claim a deeper peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
the more you dive headfirst into the Word, the more you give more of yourself, the more you see the peace. And the more people will see the light in you.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what the Lord wants, is for us to show his light through our own lives. And in order to do that, in order to draw that peace, we have to give up a part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's surrender, which we've talked about many times. But that's the most important part that we have to play in this role, is surrendering our hearts. And giving our hearts before we start getting down and saying, Lord, mm-hmm. I need this. Lord, I want this. It's important. We've got to give our hearts so that we can claim our peace.
Absolutely. And ooh, that takes me to Isaiah. That couldn't have been a better segue. And let's go to Isaiah 55, verse 6. And I know, Betty and Megan, I didn't mention this to you, but this is where I feel like God's taking us right now. And as you know, we're going to follow what God says. And
Amen.
So we're going to Isaiah 55, verse 6, and it says this in the Message Bible, seek God while he's here to be found. Megan, that's right along with what you were just talking about. Seek God while he's here to be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way of thinking. Let them come back to God, who is merciful. Come back to our God who is lavish with forgiveness. Oh, I love that. That is a call from God. Come on, people. Seek God. Betty, talk to me about this. While he's here to be found, seek him. You know, pray. You know, let go of your old way of thinking. You know, I love those verses right there, 6 and 7 of Isaiah 55.
I think a lot of times, Pastor, that our egos stand in the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Of us not getting peace.
Oh, yeah.
That God wants to give us.
Yeah.
And to reiterate what Megan was saying, is that we have to lose some of us to gain more of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's letting go. It's giving up our own will for his will to
right.
be done.
Yeah,
it's not an easy thing to do. It may not happen the first time. It may take several times. But when we're talking about God's promises, when God says he's going to do something, he'll do it. Just like you said,
right?
He got this. He's got this.
Right.
And sometimes we give it to him, but then we feel like, you know, beggars. We take it right back.
Well, you're right.
I'll get this done. I'll get this done in my own time.
Right.
And I think that's where we miss the mark on what God's peace and what God can do for us, is that, I went back to work recently, and one of the songs that comes on is that, let them see you, Lord, in me.
Yes, amen.
And then sometimes when I get in the car and I have road rage or whatever, it's like God's saying, can they see you? Can they see you? Can they see me in you acting that
right.
way? And it's like, okay, I'll take back a couple of steps. And then that's where, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that's where peace comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose something that you don't really need,
right.
which would be my anger, he replaces it with peace.
Right.
Because if you say, okay, God, take away my anger, or Lord, take away my love for junk food, he replaces it. He takes that. When you give something up, he gives you something
right.
back. And sometimes it's 10 times better than what you had than what you gave up. Does that make sense?
It's true. And it really goes along with the end of the verse 7 here in Isaiah 55. Let them come back to God who is merciful. Come back to our God who is lavish with forgiveness. And so often the reason we don't have peace is because we are boggled down or beat down by our own failures or our own bitterness towards others or our own wanting our own way. And when we come to God, who is merciful, God is the one who's merciful. And he says, here, let me straighten this out for you. Or here, let me forgive you. He's lavish with forgiveness. And when we draw on his mercy and his forgiveness, peace comes. There is just no way around it. It comes. Talk to us about that, Megan. Those are good points, Betty. So right on. Woo.
Well, you know, it does come in like a flood. It's like a storm that brings forth calmness. Not a storm that brings forth, you know, trees swirling, limbs falling on the ground. This brings forth peace. This washes out all of the nasty, all of the
right.
junk.
Yeah.
And it brings you forth into a new dimension,
mm-hmm.
into a new life.
Yeah.
Where you can be totally, radically changed from the inside out.
Right.
If you just take that step forward and grab his hand and say, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to receive your peace.
So it goes back to what you're both saying. Betty, you're talking about surrendering. Megan, you are too. Surrendering those things and those thoughts and those attitudes, the road rage or whatever it is that gets us all stirred up and anxious, or somebody has offended us and we're carrying that around. And when we come to God, who is merciful and lavish with forgiveness, the peace comes when we surrender. There's that word again. All of that, all the stuff we're worried about, everything that's driving us crazy, when we surrender it to him, we can get that peace. And God says in Isaiah 55:8, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work, God's decree. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. The way I think is beyond the way you think. I love that, because God's saying, you know, you may think that you can't get peace. You've just got to dwell on this thing that's driving you crazy. You just got to work it out yourself. But you don't think the way I think. God has an answer. He is Prince of Peace. And we're going to keep saying that all through this show. He's Prince of Wholeness. Okay, that's who he is. So when we get to thinking we can figure it out, Betty, I don't know. You and I are a little older than Megan, just a couple of years, I know. And we've been roaming this earthly sod a little longer. And mm-hmm. I know that when I am sitting there stressing and fretting on how to work something out, that God is gently reminding me often, all the time, just let me do it. Let me do it. Why can't I do it? Let me do it. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying, Betty?
Oh, yeah. I had, in fact, I was telling Megan early this morning that one of the things that God had told me is that I pray for his will to be done.
Right.
But then I turn right around and, like, the problem that I just gave him, you know, God, you know, help me with this issue at work. And he'll say, okay, I pray, Lord, your perfect will be done. But then I go back, and then I try to conquer it.
Right.
And it's just, it's almost like a hamster in a wheel.
Right.
You just keep turning, and it's like, okay, the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He knows, because
yes.
he knows the numbers of hairs on our head.
Right.
He knows us inside and out.
Yes.
Let me handle this,
yes.
Betty Lou. Let me handle this. Let go of the wheel and let me drive.
Amen.
And I have a hard time with other people driving a vehicle, okay? So when we get in a vehicle with the Lord Jesus Christ, give up your ego. Give up your resistance to you don't want to change. Because when you let change happen, things happen.
Amen.
For the better.
Amen.
And God says, and just what you said just a few minutes ago, I got this, Betty Lou.
Right.
I got this. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let me take care of it.
Because,
and
yeah.
It's just like when Grayson, we knew that Grayson was gone.
Right.
And the only time that I can remember is going before the throne of grace.
Yeah.
and saying, Lord God, your will be done, not mine.
Right.
And that's the only instance that I can come up with right now in my own personal life that I actually gave up control of a situation, and he took care of it.
He took care of it.
It wasn't what I wanted.
Right.
It was what he wanted.
It's what he wanted for, his reasons.
What he wanted. That's what he wanted. And how many times over has this story came over and over again?
Oh.
How many times this has blessed people?
Yes.
That because, well, how can, and they'll look at us and they go, how can you act that way? How come you're not grieving? How come you're not in a corner? It's because God's peace transcended all of our worries, doubts, and fear.
Yes.
Bring us to a point where, okay, God, you do have this.
Amen.
He took care of it, and
amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen.
It's more. There's more peace now than we'd ever had during Megan's entire pregnancy.
Yes.
Was that moment of surrender and let it go.
Amen. Woo, we've got a lot more to talk about in our second hour. I can't even believe the first hour is already up. And you are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And our new series is entitled Walking in Prevailing Peace. That's a special kind of peace. That's overcoming peace. And we want to remind you of our Go Yard show on Thursday night. Megan, I know you faithfully listen, you and your family. Can you give us a heads up of what's going on Thursday nights with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, our licensed expert, PhD, and licensed mental health counselor? Do you want to just give a couple sentences there about that?
Absolutely. It's a life coaching show that really touches base on some things that maybe some people don't want to talk about, some things that maybe you try to push in the back of your mind. And it really is an awesome show because if you want to call in, you can text in and you can ask questions. And I think that's what makes it so amazing is that you and Dr. Angel are able to actually have one-on-one with people that call in and dive into these subjects that some people don't want to talk about.
Yeah, last Thursday night was a show on overcoming insecurity. And it was very good, very, very good. And we've got some new topics coming up. We're in our second year on that show here on Tan Talk on Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But also in January, Starcom Media Network picked up both of our shows, this one, Living the Good Life, and Go Yard on Thursday nights. And so these shows are heard during the weekends, usually a couple times through several cities across the United States and in about 8 different countries. And thanks to Starcom Media Network. So welcome. If you're listening to us on Starcom Media Network, we're so glad you're joining us. God is really working in our lives and in the subjects that we talk about on Go Yard and also on this show. And we want to hear from you. And you can contact us directly with email. Mine is pastor@bohmglobal.com. B-O-H-M stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. pastor@bohmglobal.com or our texting number 727-888-4171, station ID, and we will be right back.